Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's Boston's most listened to afternoon radio program. Vulgar and Mass.
You need a little bit of fat in there for flavor.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
3 years ago, the Celtics went into Milwaukee and blasted the Bucks in Game 1 to take a stunning 1-0 lead. 3 years later, the defending NBA champs come to Boston and play like the defending NBA champs. They send a message. And they dominate game number one. The final score, Milwaukee 101, Boston 89.
That's how it ended game one, game two tonight. Coming your way in just under 2 hours here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You're just joining us in news I can't believe. And boy, was I wrong. Marcus Smart will miss the game tonight with a thigh contusion, according to Sham Sharani. You have anything else, Murray?
No, that's it. Now the Celtics have officially put it on their Twitter account as well. Just injury report update. Marcus Smart, right thigh contusion, out.
I've spent the last day mocking the team and mocking anyone who thought that that was real.
Why wouldn't you?
Who thinks Marcus Smart's going to miss this game? I've been saying for a day.
With the theatrics that every single player in that league, but especially Marcus Smart, play up. I mean, he's a very tough SOB, but...
And now he's going to miss the game?
A thigh contusion?
Now it still doesn't make any sense, so I'm still going to carry on about something. Like I said, I'm going to pivot. I don't think it's a thigh contusion.
Yeah, it's got to be something more.
Don't tell me he's missing with the thigh bruise. I mean, I know, easy for me to say. I'm sure they're painful and et cetera and all of that. I just can't fathom he wouldn't play a playoff game with the thigh bruise. Yes,
I mean,
Jimmy?
Go ahead. I think there's a shoulder issue too.
Yeah, so like if they're calling it a bruise to hide a shoulder or a knee, that makes sense to me. But for Marcus Smart to miss a game with a thigh contusion, that does not compute.
So I'm glad Jimmy mentioned the shoulder. That whole stinger thing, oh bull crap.
Yeah, that's got to be bull. Yeah, don't tell me he's going to, I mean,
the way he walked off the floor with his arm hanging,
it
popped out.
They had to pop it back in.
It's so hard to know, Maz, with the dramatization of the injuries on this team. They've cried wolf so many times. I don't buy it ever. Like, he's fine, he'll get up. He's fine, he'll get up. I always, because they've just faked it and played it up so many times that I'm always dubious. Marcus Smart missing with a bruise or a stinger makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it's not a stinger. That's not how you react to a stinger. When a guy gets a stinger in football, he lays on the ground, he doesn't move. Because all of a sudden he can't feel his arm. Marcus Smart walked off the court with his arm dangling by his side, tipped sideways, walking like this. His shoulder popped out.
So it's hard to see how, as we show the play on NBC Sports Boston. I mean, it was just really kind of, he even chicken winged it a little bit. I don't know if he did it to himself almost. Connaughton had his, they were kind of tied up with their arms.
Yeah, that looks.
That's not a stinger. Yeah. You don't walk off like that with a stinger. It's not the same. You know, in real time, I was looking at it going, well, that doesn't look right. And I, you know, again, now you put it together because I'm a meathead.
I'll go back to my, there's no way he's missing this game with a thigh bruise. I go back to my original statement. That's bullcrap. If he's missing it with a AC joint, whatever, separated shoulder or a knee thing, that does compute. That's not good for you.
No, of course not. It's not good. Derek White, I'm assuming, is going to start in his place. And we all know White at the offensive end has been a borderline disaster, although I thought in the second half of the last game he was better than he was in the first. The only way this could possibly help you a little is that Pritchard gets more time and on the offensive end makes the shots. He's a better shooter than Smart. He's a better shooter than White. So that's where you have to hope you gain on it. That Pritchard's on the floor a little bit more and get some open looks. And because whoever's playing point guard for the Celtics is going to get open shots.
Yes.
Because they're going to be all over Brown. They're going to be all over Tatum. Holiday was on Brown for most of that game, last game, wasn't he? And I haven't seen the actual breakdowns.
They were switching. I mean.
But I felt like he was on Brown a lot.
I felt he was harassing the ball. Whoever was bringing the ball up, I felt Holiday was sort of harassing from the midcourt line on. So
that would concern me in this game.
Well, because Derek White's been a bit of a head case. You know?
Well, again, and you know, Pritchard's okay with the ball, but I don't know that he can protect it the same way Smart can. You know, he's smaller, and Holiday will be able to get in there. So, but the you know, if you can get Pritchard some open looks, he can make them.
Okay. Jimmy's been looking at his phone. So we think shoulder?
Yeah, shoulder. Shoulder is a cuss word. Had to pop it back in. Swollen, not good. Luckily, a lot of time before game three should be okay.
It's definitely, the shoulder's a good one. I mean, again, the way he walked off the floor the other night. At the time, I said, well, that doesn't look like a stinger, but I just dismissed it because I'm stupid.
Ah. All right, back to your phones on this and everything else, okay? Cam in the car. Go ahead, Cam, on the Celts.
Hey, what's up? You guys hit the head on the nail. Marcus Smart, as a Celtics fan, is one of the most toughest SOBs to ever play in this league right now. The fact that we're talking about just a thigh condition is the way you guys said in the breaking news and this and that. Is that potentially more alarming for a much more serious injury?
No.
I don't know why.
They're faking. They're covering up a real injury. There's no way he's missing with the bruise. I know those can be painful and et cetera, but it's just...
Well, and in looking at that clip again, too, he grabs the back of his knee. Like, it's not like he's, like, in front of his thigh, like, oh,
so
my thigh.
This is sort of where I come from. It's like, and Brown's grabbing his hamstring, and Paul Pierce comes out in the wheelchair, and every time Jaylen Brown hits the deck, is he going to walk again? It's hard to know, given all the, you know, dramatization of injuries that you do. But I do believe that Marcus Smart, outside of all the drama, is a legitimately tough guy. He's not going to miss a postseason game because of a bruise. Mike in Woburn has a thought on our Taylor Hall sound. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I want to know why you guys think that it's so egregious that he's calling out Grizzlick on that play.
I don't. I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the social media world called it out. The coach called it out because he's got Grizzlick back with McAvoy. I mean, this is basically who Matt Grizzlick is. He's McAvoy's caddy. All of his stats come from being paired with Charlie McAvoy and being, I mean, this team, and I've been saying this about this kid for a long time. It is no offense to him. Please, Charlestown Mafia, don't come and get me. He gets exposed in the playoffs because he's small. He's a Dollar Tree Torrey Krug. And, you know, what do you expect to happen when you put him on a pairing with Brandon Carlo? That should be your shutdown parent. Brandon Carlo should have somebody next to him like a Nick Charleston or Johnny Oduya so you could match him up with your
Agreed.
Top guys. And I see what they're trying to do with Lindholm. Lindholm isn't that exact guy. He's not a shutdown guy. He's more of an all-around great, very good defenseman, 25-minute a night guy. Matt Grizzlick isn't that guy. Now they're trying to hide him with McAvoy.
Agreed. It's a problem. Grizzlick's a problem. He's not a top four guy, and they just keep having to pigeonhole in him into top 4 minutes. Now, interesting the way Mike put it, they're going to hide him on the first D pair by putting him next to McAvoy. You can see more ice time, but at least McAvoy will be there to cover him up. But now what happens is you lose McAvoy offensively.
I was just going to say that.
Because McAvoy now has to cover for Grizzlick's, you know, defensive shortcomings. The beauty of Lindholm and McAvoy is that McAvoy felt free going forward. Now that changes the whole dynamic, but Grizzlick Carlo's too much of a liability. It's a problem. And that's a roster problem. You had a great stat you read off the air. Want to read it on the air, Matt?
Yes, I got it right here. Matt Grizzlick in his postseason career is a minus 15. Minus 15. And you want the year by years, and this obviously begins in 17-18. Minus 2, minus 3, minus 5, minus 2, minus 3. He has never been a plus player in the postseason at any point in his Bruins career.
And he is not as dynamic offensively as he needs to be to justify those numbers. He's not Torrey Krug. I thought he could be an off-brand Torrey Krug. Instead, as Mike said, it's a dollar store Torrey Krug. Here's a sound that we've been telling about. Do you have something else, Jimmy, that's pressing you got
to
get on?
I just wanted to add the Marcus Smart thing. It looks like it's a culmination of three injuries. It's a shoulder, a thigh, and a calf. Should be okay for game three.
He's like the patient in the game operation. You know, again, the Adam's apple, the rib, the wishbone, the whole nine yards.
It makes me feel less good about it, though.
I'm telling you, if
you can play game three, shouldn't you be able to play game two?
That shoulder thing is not a stinger. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. That was not a stinger.
Either way, here's Taylor Hall calling out Matt Grizzlick. This is the set it up. He was talking about, and if you watched the game last night, you know this sequence. They're down 2-0 going into the third. Hall scores early in the third. Now it's 2-1, and the Bruins are buzzing. In fact, Taylor Hall broke into the zone, rang one off the post that almost tied the game a minute after that. And then a minute after that, Taylor Hall once again flies into the zone, shoots it high off the end boards. It takes a crazy bounce. Grizzlick pinches on the left point. Carolina's off on a 2-on-1, which they convert for a 3-1 lead, and that was your ball game. And Taylor Hall said after the game, well, he sort of called out Grizzlick. Go ahead.
Well, we got a goal in the third, and really unfortunate that we gave up that third goal, because, you know, I think that, you know, we had them on their heels a little bit, and we were playing a good brand of hockey, and we had a lot of time to get that second goal. So those are real spots in the game that you want to control, and you don't want to sell the farm, you know, 15 minutes left in the game to tie it up. It's a long game and anything can happen.
Grizzlick sold the farm. I mean, he's right. The only thing we're bringing up is, how does that play in the room? And is that being a good teammate or a bad teammate? But either way, he's 1,000% right. He said, we got him where we want him. We're back in the game. We have him on their heels. What are you doing selling the farm there? There's 15 minutes left.
So you raised this earlier. When he pinches, is someone supposed to cover for him?
Yeah, but I'd have to go back and look at the flow of the play. If they're all crashing the net, no one's really there to do it. If it's bang, bang, it's that's Grizzlick's call.
Well, then that part's on him for
all right,
sure.
So back to your phones right after this.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was an anemic performance by Jaylen Brown. He had nothing yesterday. Nothing. And Jason Tatum, 6-for-18. That ain't going to cut it. Not against Giannis. Not against Giannis. You need to be that dude that you were against Kevin Durant in the Brooklyn Nets. That's who Jason Tatum need to be. And so I'm of the mindset that Boston's, one game told me all. One game, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown need to be the stars we believe them to be in order to have a shot right to win this series. Because even think about this. Giannis did his thing with a triple-double. We've seen Giannis will have better games. We've seen Giannis. He had a triple-double yesterday, and we've seen him have better games. We looked at him, 24 points. 13 assists, 12 rebounds, whatever it was. You're looking at Giannis, he's like, he could have done much more than that. And I expect him to. I don't know what Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to do. I know what Giannis is going to do. And if Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't step up, this series is going to end quickly.
All right, even more on those guys now. Of course, that's Stephen A. Even more on Tatum and Brown now with Marcus Smart out. Stunningly to me in game two. But I don't think it's over, and I don't think it's an impossibility you lose tonight. Just like I didn't think the Middleton injury meant there's no way the Bucks could win. Middleton's more important to the Bucks than Smart is to the Celtics, but the Celtics are more than, they're a lot more than Marcus Smart, and the Bucks are more than Chris Middleton. Not that you realize that, but
yeah, this isn't like they lost Tatum or Brown. If we were talking that, then okay, we could be talking tonight's over and the series is over.
I still think if Tatum and Brown elevate tonight and seize the moment, they can easily win. Should win. They're home. They're probably. What's the line? Is the line
changed from 5 to 4? Celtics were favored by 5. Now they're favored by 4.
You're still favored to win the ball game,
right?
So, boy, that tells you what Vegas thinks of Marcus Smart. 1 point. That's all he's worth. 1 freaking point.
Yeah.
Matt said he liked Stephen A's commentary there. Let's follow up. We didn't play this cut earlier about the Celts going inside number 4. Jimmy, let's hear that.
I got to tell you what's got me worried. Boston can't get anything on the interior. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Mm. I mean, Milwaukee is patrolling the paint and saying, you're going to have to beat us with perimeter shots. Mm-hmm. And I think the mistake Boston made, they weren't moving the ball. That dribble penetration or trying to create your own shot off the dribble on the perimeter, that's not going to cut it against Milwaukee. They're too gifted and they're long and they're athletic and they're quick enough afoot. They can get out on shooters. You're going to have to move the ball. You're going to have to move the ball and make them play defense for 20 to 24 seconds. That's your shot.
So I thought this was, I thought he was dead on with this when I heard him say this. They didn't pass the ball in game one. Not like they had been in the second half of the year. And we saw the constant ball movement to get open shots and that sort of thing. There was a lot of attempted dribble penetration or dribbling into crowds, which we also saw in the Brooklyn series, and it leads to turnovers and all kinds of stuff. And again, you get turnovers against Milwaukee and you get them in transition, you're porked. Giannis in the open floor, you're done.
Oh, forget about it.
Okay, you got no shot there. It's like LeBron in the open floor. Same thing, forget it. You can't do it. So they got to move the ball. Now, I said to you a second ago, Peyton Pritchard's a better shooter than Marcus Smart. That will help. Marcus Smart's a better passer. So they will miss that from Marcus Smart. If they want to move the ball, he does, and he's committed to it. He can do that. But Horford will pass. Robert Williams will pass. Tatum has clearly shown a willingness to do it. I think White will do it. You still have enough there to pass the ball and get some better looks. So, and they got decent looks in the first game anyway, but Stephen A. couldn't be more right about that. You can't dribble into this defense. You got to pass.
Back to your phones. Nate in Marshfield. Hi, Nate.
Hey, so I don't want to beat a dead horse with the whole Marcus Smart scenario. That's all we've been talking about. But I feel like this is a bigger deal than people are making it out to be because, as everyone's pointing out, he's one of the toughest guys in the NBA. He plays through injury. So it's way more than that thigh. What makes you think he's going to be ready for game 3? I kind of doubt it.
So let's keep an eye on that. I was wrong about him playing tonight. So I don't know. I think it'd be kind of a bad look if he plays game 3 but not game 2, even though there's that big gap. I understand.
It's a big gap.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's
4 days. Really 4 days off.
It's 3-4 days. I don't know. I just think it's going to take more than a bruise to take him out of the lineup. I got more respect for his toughness than that.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is just quickly, Mike, can we just play game 2? Like when the caller says,
exactly.
Like, play game 2 and see what happens. Johnny, okay, you live day to day at this time of year.
Johnny in Brooklyn, go.
Yeah, hey guys, we gave 2 first-round picks to get Derek White, and we played him for 16 minutes in game 1. I really hope that he can show us something, and it'll be an interesting second guess along with Wick's mandate that they get under the salary tax.
So,
you guys are the best. Take
okay,
care.
Johnny, thank you. I've thought the Derek White trade was overrated from the start. I think people way overinflated the White trade's value down the stretch. Like, things turned after the trade deadline, which is just patently false. The Celts turned the corner about 2 weeks before the trade deadline. They had won 6 straight when they traded for Derek White. I think Derek White's impact has been overrated, which doesn't mean zero. Overrated doesn't mean suck. It just means I think people ascribe too much value to Derek White's presence here. I think he's been a bit piece and a little overrated, and you were doing just as well without him. And I still would say that Josh Richardson still might be a better fit on this team than Derek White. But, however, you can write a whole new narrative based on what he does in this game and going forward.
Yeah, look, I was just checking it as you were talking. He had 10 points in the second half. He was 2 out of 3.
And he woke up in that second half in game one. That's true.
Yeah, and he went 4 for 4 from the free throw line, couple of rebounds. Like, so he was better in the second half of that game. I also think the nature of this series will be better for him because Brooklyn was more about space and speed, and this is going to be more of a slower paced game, and I think it's going to be better for him in that way.
Wayne in Yarmouth, your thoughts?
We'll see, but I like the Celtics tonight, and more so now without Smart offensively.
You like him more without Smart.
He always gets that point. He always gets the key point. Look, without Middleton, and they play basically the same level they did Sunday, the Bucks are vulnerable. So keep firing threes, now with Pritchard included, and we win tonight in the first game in Wisconsin. I really believe it.
Okay, babe. So you like the chances more without Marcus Smart. I don't know if I go there.
No, I wouldn't either because, again, he gives you some intangibles and some grit. Look, we talked about toughness earlier today, standing up to Milwaukee. Marcus Smart doesn't back down. I think we can all agree on that. And so, and sometimes to a fault, by the way, he thinks he can make anything at any time and he'll, you know, initiate any confrontation, sometimes to a fault. So, but he's not afraid. I mean, I don't think it's that. So they're going to miss some of that.
Andrew in Oxford. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on? So if you watch the Marcus Smart injury, you see him run headfirst in the body of an opposing player. And Chris Paul had a similar mechanism of injury in against the Lakers in the first round last year and grabbed his shoulder, reacted the same way, writhing in pain. It kind of leads me to believe that it could be a stinger because you got a nerve bundle up in your neck and it gets all jacked up and your arm just goes dead.
I understand. Is he missing games because of bruises and stingers?
No.
I think he's tougher than that.
Football players get stingers and come back in like in two series or one. Like, you don't get knocked out of a game typically because of a stinger. He came back and played. Smart did on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So I don't think that's it. Like, if anything, you know, I think when you see a guy walk off the court like that or the field and his arm is dangling at his side, that is not a stinger. It's a separated shoulder.
Tony and Lynn, what's your Celtics thought?
My Celtics thought is that I go with Jim Murray's phone. I mean, you know, Marcus Smart's tough. And like Maz just said, they were holding his arm walking off the court. You know, a thigh contusion is not going to keep him out. Kevin McHale played with a broken foot. And Jason Tatum has these terrible cold shooting first halves. And maybe that has to do, he's not focused. He's not getting in a shooting rhythm. Because I saw him Sunday out there 10 minutes before tip-off. Playing with his kid.
Well, let's not, you know, that horse has left the barn. Deuce.
It's Jimmy Stewart's phone, not mine.
Thank you.
I like Deuce.
However, yeah, I mean, it's just a little much, you know, like Deuce. But I will say this, that I think that Tatum tries to get, it feels to me like Jaylen Brown, and I know the Nets series was different because Jaylen Brown really had the fourth quarter, but they let Jaylen Brown do his thing in the first quarter and Tatum sort of is deferential. Defers early and takes over as the game goes on. Eventually, he's going to have to be that guy like LeBron, like Giannis, or like whoever who says from the opening tip, this is my game. And he's going to have to be that guy. It's true. He doesn't usually sort of take over in the first quarter. He usually doesn't. And he's going to have to eventually.
I mean, if I'm them tonight, I think I run the offense through him. I want the ball in his hands. You know, Smart's a good distributor. Now, look, they're going to run doubles at Tatum all night long, so maybe I'm an idiot for saying that. I was just looking it up, though. He didn't shoot well in the Brooklyn series either, if you remember.
Oh, Tatum, right.
Yeah, we were focused on, you know, the defense in that series, and you're willing to make the trade in that series because of what he was doing on the defensive end. But he shot 42% overall. He shot better from three than he did overall, which tells you how bad he was from two.
Okay, one final segment of your wonderful phone calls. You're going to circle back to the Patriots draft discussion we had, the Bruins last night, mostly Celtics heading into game two tonight without a key starter. Details right here in the update.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
I don't want to know what this means.
Felger and Mass.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what? I don't know what that is.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Did you want to know my biggest concern?
Yeah.
Is Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, his dominance. And to hear Jaylen Brown say, we weren't prepared, and you hear the Celtics say, we wasn't ready for that physicality, how in the hell you wasn't? You knew that you were playing against the most dominant player in the NBA. You knew that you was coming against the best player in the NBA. And when I look at Giannis, it's a reason that I actually picked the Celtics in 7 games and not 5 or 6. Is because I'm afraid of him and what he's capable of doing. And look, he shot 9 for 25 last night. He actually had a worse game for us shooting-wise, but he imposed his will in other areas, rebounding the ball, his defense, making guys around him better. I am terrified of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he's given me signs of LeBron James when he was in the Eastern Conference with the Cleveland Cavaliers, that you have to go through him, and he's standing in your way. And right now, the way that he's dominating and also being the best player in the game, the Jays are going to have to step up even more physicality-wise and have to be a ton better if they want to get past this Milwaukee Bucks.
Perk, the other day, what's facing you tonight? Who knows? Maybe the smart injury has the Bucks let down their guard a little bit. You've seen that happen. And Drew Holiday was terrific in game one without Marcus Smart. I mean, with Marcus Smart, in other words. And now he heads into game two and says, huh, now I get this little Peyton Pritchard kid or Derek White, this backup. I own these guys. And he gets an inflated head, and the next thing you know, that works to your advantage. There's a path there.
Yeah, I rule out nothing, but the Bucks don't strike me as the kind of team that's going to let their guard down.
They do. Oh, no, they do. They do, they do, they do. They will. They'll mail it in.
The playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah. It's happened from time to time. They lost game two to the Bulls last week or the week before.
I like a team going in with the mindset of don't expect the other guy to let down. You got to go out and beat him.
Yeah, no, I'm not banking on it, but I'm telling you, I've seen it. It does happen. All right, 617-779-0985. Our buddy Bruce is in Wethersfield. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, guys. The Celtics are a passing finesse offense, so to score in the paint, force the run part of the game for transition baskets before the defense sets up. Go Celtics.
Okay. Are they a finesse offense, Maz?
No, I wouldn't call them a finesse offense, but look, against everybody, against the Bucks, everybody's a finesse offense. You can't go in there against Milwaukee and succeed. They're too big. They're too good. Giannis is the best defensive player in the league. You know, with all due respect to Marcus Smart, that whole defensive player of the year thing, to me, they should just give it to Giannis every year. He's a freaking force on that end of the floor. So you can't go into the paint and score regularly against Milwaukee. You can't do it. They're going to own the paint. So you got to score from the outside, and you can go in there and get fouls and things like that. So, and I would encourage Jason Tatum, if he goes in there, you got to go in there stronger than you've ever gone to the hoop in your life.
Oh, that part I agree with. You put on all that muscle for a reason. Try to go in there and draw some fouls. I mean, you're always crying for him.
If I'm Tatum without Marcus Smart, and I want the Celtics to win this game tonight, I want to get into the teens in free throw attempts. I want to get 13, 14, and not 12. I want to get 13, 14 free throw attempts at a minimum. You need a lot.
Jesse New Bedford was holding on the Belichick draft situation. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Bill Belichick, everybody was getting on him that he was kind of, the game was passing him by, and he's got to do something different, and he doesn't listen to other people and all that. So he finally does that, and he's getting dumped on. And let's see what happens. Nobody knows what's going to happen anyways. So let's see what happens. We'll take it as me. But my last point is, I think people overlooking Tyquan Thornton. This kid has Randy Moss written all over him. I'm telling you, you can wolf all you want, but nobody knew Randy Moss was going to be Randy Moss.
Wait, hold on.
So give him a chance.
I thought you said, let's see what happens. You already have him as Randy Moss? You just told me to let's see what happens.
Right. He just completely contradicted himself. And people thought Randy Moss was going to be a freak just by watching the highlights at Marshall. He only dropped because he smoked weed and had some, like, you know, Randy Moss issues.
He was a first round pick and he was like 6'4".
Listen, he ran like a gazelle.
We've been over this a million times. The let's see what happens thing is not good for a talk show.
Right.
A daily talk show. If we do a monthly podcast, yes, we can wait to see what happens, and then next month we'll discuss it.
Felger and Maz, once every 3 years. We'll be back to discuss the draft
we
then.
Do a daily show. And the league, and I'm not talking about media draft prognosticators. I'm talking about the league. The league thinks you screwed up the draft. That's what the story is today. Maybe the league is right. Maybe the league is wrong. And in time, we will find out. And in that case, we will see what happens. But today, the league thinks you botched the thing. Nick in Westport on the Bruins. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, real quick, to that last caller, Belichick's draft, F till further notice. Sorry, that's the way it goes, man. We got a show to do every day, like these guys say.
Thank you.
What I really wanted to touch on was, wow, the Bruins, they just look incredibly, incredibly slow out there. And I would really, really like to see the power play, like that caller said earlier. I would really like to see the power play for them to be able to just say, yeah, we don't want it. We'll just take the 5-on-5. We have a better shot. We need as much as we can out there, because that was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. Did you guys see that yesterday?
Oh, of course we saw it. They're trying to get into the zone in and of itself is worth an hour.
And it's been that way for like 2 months. And the excuse for a while was, well, they don't have Pasternak because he's been out. That's why it looks so bad. Now he's back, and it looks even worse.
Well, him being the guy, the linchpin guy that carries it into the zone is a big mistake. He's a turnover waiting to happen, and they just time after time, that stupid post-up play where they drop it to him, and he tries to dance over the blue line. Twinkle toes there, just to turn it over right inside the blue line and have it fire it back the other way. Not working.
I do love the thought, though, the ref putting his arm up. No, we're good.
The Bruins declined the penalty.
Bruins have declined.
Fourth down.
Remain 5-on-5.
It'd be interesting if you could do that. The thing is, the Bruins look slow as molasses. They're not slow as molasses. They have decent speed. Next to Carolina, they look slow.
Carolina can fly.
They have elite speed. But I don't know if the fastest team always wins. I don't know if that's what it helps. But just because they're faster doesn't mean they're better or that they should win. You can slow the game down. There were large portions of that game where you controlled the play in their zone, even with all their speed. So just because they're faster doesn't mean automatically they're going to win. At least I hope.
No, you got to stick your nose in and get in front of the net and start moving some bodies around. You don't have to be the biggest and strongest to do that either.
Andrew in Brockton on the Marcus Smart injury. What do you make of it?
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to talk about you saying that if you can't play game two, that game three isn't a big deal. I've had a similar injury before, and I never played in the NBA, obviously, so
no,
I don't know.
Yes, I'm sorry. But you were a stretch four for the Bullets, right?
You know, this...
Go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead. Oh, no, it's not. I got upset.
Oh,
but you can't do
that. You're going to discount my injury? I'm trying to tell you about it.
We're not doing this.
Yeah, Felger, one time I got a bruised quad, and then the next day I couldn't get out of bed. It took me 2 hours before I could sit on the couch.
I'm sure the quad's very painful. I still can't wrap my head around him missing a playoff game over a bruise of any kind. I just can't accept that. I think he's tougher than that. I'm giving him more credit than that is what I'm trying to tell you. It's actually a compliment to Marcus Smart. I would like to think they're hiding a more significant injury by the thigh bruise is what I would think is going on, because I can't believe he would miss a game with a thigh bruise. As painful as that was for you, caller. We've got Joe in the car. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're good. What do you got?
I want to see what do you think about the two Jays tonight? What do you expect from them? I feel like they need to have obviously a big time performance to really make an impact in this series. We can't go down 0-2, especially at home going into Milwaukee.
I think 0-2 would be trouble. Give me an over under for Tatum. What do you need from him? And you just said it, 13 free throw attempts.
Yeah, I want him at the line a lot. It'll slow the game down too. So, you know, I don't want him just settling for jumpers and again they're going to throw double teams at him constantly. But if I'm him, I'm going to the rim with the idea of finishing. finishing, you got to go in there strong.
One of them's got to be in the 30s, mid-30s.
Yeah, I would say I want Tatum in the 30s. I think his chances of taking the game over in there are much better than Brown's.
We've got Joseph in Fall River. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I just want to say, right, so I believe that Tatum is going to drop 50 to bring us all the way to Milwaukee and get a lead going over there and make sure this Marcus Smart injury is not as bad.
Okay. You know what I'd like to do is, if we can do this quickly, give me the high point games against the Bucks in the playoffs the last 2 or 3 years.
Anybody, you mean?
Right, anybody. Have the Bucks allowed anyone to go off for that kind of night?
Not, you give me like a minute and I can get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not 50, but 40, 35, you know, I don't remember Booker doing that last year. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Like, again, I'm just trying to remember my mind's eye.
Well, wait, didn't DeRozan just go off in that win that the Bulls had in that second game?
For how many?
44, I think.
Did he go for 44?
I think so.
Okay.
Hold on.
41 for okay. DeRozan in game two.
41. That would be a big night. So this is, like I said, the Bucks can drop the ball. They do. They do let go. It's the NBA. Even in the playoffs, there's off nights. We'll get them the next night. This isn't our night. They do that like everybody else.
Booker had 42 in the NBA Finals game 4 last year against the Bucks.
See? Okay, there you go.
A game that the Bucks won, by the way.
He went for 42 and they won game 4, yes, back in Milwaukee.
And game 5, Booker had 40 and the Bucks won that one also.
Okay, so there you go. Easy enough.
Maz
is still looking.
No, I got it. Durant had 49, 48 against Milwaukee twice last year.
See, there you go. All right, answered my own question. So Tatum can have that kind of night. Those guys can do it. He can do it. Ryan in Manchester. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, true story. I broke my ankle last week, so I can relate to Marcus Smart's injury here. But two observations here real quick. Giannis, I think we might look back, and we don't realize what the greatness this guy might actually be. He had a bad game the other day, and he was by far the best player on the court. But the second point, Jaylen Brown, this whole thing rests on Jaylen Brown's shoulders, and it's been well documented, his issues with this kind of thing going back to high school, the breakdown he had in the championship game and couldn't leave his house for weeks. And then if you go back to game 7 against Cleveland in 2018 and 2019, I've never seen an NBA player play worse than he played that day.
Okay.
I think he was like 2 for 20.
You're saying he's a bad pressure player, whatever. He was excellent in the fourth quarter against the Nets. Jaylen Brown was your best fourth quarter player in that Nets series. And the G is silent just going forward, so you know. But the caller, you know, it's like the guy bangs his leg on the coffee table and calls us and says, I had this thigh bruise. I understand what Marcus Smart's going through. It's like, do we have to do that immediately when we start talking about injuries?
Yeah, I was out drinking one night and I walked into a parking meter.
And all of a sudden, you can tell us about Marcus Smart's injury.
Yeah, it's just like that. I was limping for a week.
All right, that concludes that portion of the program. Final word comes your way right after this.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, few things to get to as we wrap up today's show. First, we had a case of when hosts aren't listening.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
You're better at receiver. You'll be better at quarterback. You know, Jones is going to be better, right? And that's significant. So your passing game should be better. What else is going to be better?
I'm not sure anything else is. This is why I say...
Your coaching's worse.
Yeah. Now, look, and again, I'd say as of today, if their draft pans out, and then they could... Of course they'll be better.
And
yes,
the quarterback taking a jump.
What's that?
And the quarterback maybe taking a jump.
Yes, we mentioned that.
Yes, I had, yeah.
Okay.
Well, keep going. It's all right.
Yep. No, it's all right, Murray. It's totally fine.
This has been...
No, it wasn't.
Poor Murray.
To tell when the hosts aren't listening.
It was an easy one to miss. However, he's no longer in the hot box. He came in. We can literally touch each other. We're like 4 feet away, looking right at him when he said it.
But I think right before that, like I'd asked him to look up something. So seriously, it's like, so Murray's going to, you know, he's like focusing on something else and then jumps back in the conversation and we rip him for not listening.
Yeah, it happens. Also, though, Felgren Mass cracking the code when it came to the Patriots' new draft philosophy today.
Well, they certainly changed some scouting methods. That's clear. Bill has never drafted a receiver like this guy, not even close. Relative athletic score, says Bedard. So I just Googled it. RAS, you're right, relative athletic score. And now they have it view NFL draft by team. I would love to know if the Patriots had the highest RAS or if they, you know, can. I don't want to do this on the air, but
I'll Google it.
These freaking nerds log this stuff. So did the Patriots all of a sudden turn around and start drafting on relative athletic score? Whatever the hell that is. And now they've turned it over to nerds? Relative athletic score. Did you look this up?
Yeah, I haven't.
You're smirking.
Not,
yeah.
I'm smirking because that's how the draft felt to me. Okay, according to this Twitter account, which is appropriately slugged Math Bomb.
Nerds.
At Math Bomb tweeted, Cole Strange was drafted with pick 29 of round one in the draft class. He scored a 9.95 RAS. What is that again?
Relative athletic score.
Yeah, show me your RAS.
9....
Keep going.
9.95 out of a possible 10. This ranked 7 out of almost 1,300 offensive guards from 1987 to 2022.
Wow. This nerd is regurgitating the RAS?
Mm-hmm. RAS. Yeah, how's your ass?
He's got a great RAS.
A perfect RAS.
Seriously, you can't give us material like that. We'll just abuse it.
Very well done, Murray. That one's going to stick, too. I'm using that again.
All right, here comes, before we have Celtics pregame 6:30, tip shortly after 7, and the baseball hour to get you ready for that with Carrabba's standing by. Is Carrabba's hitting the panic button on the Red Sox?
Oh, we're going to find out. That's the first question.
I can't imagine he would.
Yeah, far more your wrath.
Far more optimistic than that. Do we need any other teasing other than Carrabba's standing by?
No, that's it. J-Rod is in.
Okay. Here comes Maz and Carrabba's for a half hour. Then again, Celtics pregame. Then Celtics-Bucks game 2 without Marcus Smart. Comes your way shortly after 7. We're back at 2 p.m. tomorrow to talk about it. We'll see you fine folks then.
See ya.
Bye.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online marijuana wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.